Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Mugabe had faced intense pressure to step down from the military, his former deputy, powerful war veterans, and growing numbers of ordinary Zimbabweans. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
After a week of house arrest, negotiations, loud protests, and finally impeachment proceedings, Robert Mugabe's epic 37-year tenure as Zimbabwe's head of state has ended. Speaker Jacob Mdenda read Mugabe's resignation letter just after Parliament had moved to bigger facilities to begin impeachment proceedings. With the words, quote, "I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation with immediate effect." The house erupted into cheers, which spread to the streets of Harare, the capital. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
As Sebastian indicated, the streets of Harare erupted in celebration after Mugabe resigned. Car horns blared as people danced, cheered, and waved to celebrate the news of Mugabe's departure. One man told VOA's Zimbabwe service, "This is a breakthrough. We are super excited as Zimbabweans, and we want to thank God. Our prayers have been answered. We have suffered a lot for 37 years. This is VOA News. The U.S. Africa Command says an American military drone strike has killed more than 100 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. Military officials told VOA that the strike on Tuesday hit an al-Shabaab training camp in the Bay region, about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Mogadishu. They said the strike was carried out with the help of the Somali government. The United States has carried out about 30 strikes against al-Shabaab this year. A suicide bombing early Tuesday at a mosque in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 50 people. The attack was condemned by President Muhammadu Buhari as cruel and dastardly. It happened as people arrived for morning prayers at the mosque in the town of Mubi in Adamawa State. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the bombing resembled numerous prior suicide attacks carried out by the terrorist group Boko Haram. At least 20 people were killed Tuesday when an attacker blew up a vehicle in an Iraqi town south of Kirkuk. Dozens more were wounded in the explosion, which hit a crowded market in the town of Tuz Kermatu. The death toll is expected to rise, and there has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Reconciliation talks began Tuesday in Cairo among several Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, which controls Gaza, and the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. Last month, two groups announced their intention to form a unity government. The White House says President Trump talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, a day after the Russian leader talked with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad about a political resolution to end nearly 7 years of fighting in Syria. Trump and Putin spoke informally several times last week when they both were attending a Southeast summit in Vietnam. And the CBS television network has fired veteran newsman Charlie Rose. On Tuesday, it happened a day after an explosive Washington Post report recounted stories from 8 women who said he had sexually abused them with lewd comments, groping, and walking around naked in their presence. The 75-year-old Rose was the co-host of the network's CBS This Morning news and talk show, and he occasionally appeared on its 60 Minutes investigative news show. But Rose is perhaps better known for his acclaimed Charlie Rose interview show that he has conducted since 1991. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.